The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
By the stroke of his Sharpie, President Trump today ushered in new and old policy and ideas.
Could you imagine Biden doing this? I don't think so.
Back is drilling in federally controlled parts of Alaska.
There are only two genders, male and female.
President also restoring federal policy recognizing just male and female as genders and ending a Biden-era option X on federal paperwork. He's also calling most federal employees nationwide back to the office, ending COVID-era work-from-home programs. On immigration and border security,
all illegal entry will immediately be halted.
The president is restarting construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. And in a step he considered but didn't take last time, Trump is ordering certain international gangs and drug cartels be classified as foreign terrorist organizations. Federal agencies can now arrest and remove members of gangs like Tren de Aragua and MS-13.
As commander-in-chief, I have no higher responsibility than to defend our country from threats and invasions.
And Trump is going to try, through executive order, to end birthright citizenship. It's a constitutional right that those born on American soil are U.S. citizens, regardless of their parents' immigration status. But it's one of several Trump orders set to face legal challenges. At least four federal suits filed in Washington today seek to block Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency, arguing DOGE is too secretive and designed to benefit the president's billionaire backers, like Elon Musk, who's set to run the project.
A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And that's a plan Mexico's president has said her country won't recognize.
No.
Finally, after saying he didn't like that U.S. flags were set to fly at half-staff on Inauguration Day because of the recent death of former President Jimmy Carter,
flags shall be flown at full mast.
Trump signed paper ordering flags always fly at full staff on future Inauguration Days.
And how does that help you? How does that help you, MAGA? I mean, what does that do for you? Does it, I don't know, maybe it makes them feel good as they, remain in poverty, as they remain in Appalachia, as they remain, under the influence, as they remain, open to, fentanyl. I don't know how any of this helps anybody. I don't think it does. And in fact, I don't think anything that Donald Trump will do is going to help anybody. And that's going to be, the repeat of Trump 1.0. You see what I mean? It's like, listen, the thing that we count on, I think, every day is each other. Hello. And the other thing that we count on each and every day is he's incompetent. And you could take that to the bank. I mean, you're going to see a lot of stuff, right? You're going to see a lot of stuff that is cruelty for the sake of cruelty. The pardons. Let's do it this way. This is easy. Let's discuss what was real in any of yesterday's executive orders. Okay? All right, let's do that. So what was real in yesterday's executive orders was that he did pardon some of the most violent people that we've ever seen in America who were willing to attack their own capital because they're lunatics. Because they're fringy, because they're cray-cray, because they're extremists, whatever, who cares? The pardons were real. The pardons were real. What else is real? The quality and the character of his nominees are still crazy. That's real. He's nominated crazy people. To be, because, he just said right there that the highest calling that he has is to defend the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So, of course, you have to pick Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense, taking that very seriously, as he says he does. Of course, you would automatically go to a Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. You know, it's like, so there you could see how it gets less and less real. the birthright citizenship, ending birthright citizenship, that's not real at all. There's no reality there at all to be had, because we still have the 14th Amendment. We still have a constitution. I mean, we just do. So everything else besides for the pardons, and you know, he thinks he can close the border. I don't know based on what. He's declared a national emergency based on what? What is the national emergency? I don't know. He doesn't know. You don't know. MAGA doesn't know. Nobody knows, because he just made it up. So do you see, the only thing that's real in all of that, greatest show on earth, P.T. Barnum crap that he did yesterday, the only thing that's real is the pardons. The pardons of the most violent people in our society, in our culture. That's real. That's very real. But here's the question for MAGA. How does that help you? What does that do for you? It makes me feel good. Okay, good. F your feelings. But, you know, if that's where you're at and that's all you want, you'll be very satisfied, because that's what you're going to get. That is what you're going to get. Now, the pardons were so offensive on so many levels. The idea that he backs the blue, see, now that's not real. That hasn't been real since 2020. This is the fake Trump stuff, okay? And he floods the zone. I'm not going to go through every one. It's easier to tell you what's real that he did yesterday than go through everything that he did yesterday and tell you, oh, my God, oh, my God. No, because there is no oh, my God. There isn't. Nothing happened. That's the thing. It seems like stuff happened, but nothing did. Except he pardoned a whole bunch of violent cop, people who beat cops. He pardoned a whole bunch of people who brought Blue Lives Matter flags and then beat Blue Lives with it. He pardoned people who injured over 100 cops. He pardoned people who, were responsible for the death of 5 cops. He pardoned people who defecated in the halls of Congress. He pardoned people who literally climbed up the building and was Nancy. Do you know what I mean? This is the only real thing that he did yesterday. So now I think you understand why he did it. He did it because he needed to show MAGA that he did something, because the rest of it is garbage. The rest of it is bunk. The rest of it is window dressing. The rest of it is P.T. Barnum stuff. The rest of it is a lie. The rest of it is, there's no there there. I mean, here's what we're in for, okay? The same exact thing we were in for the last time. You know, I mean, when I saw all these executive orders, I was sitting there writing them down, going, okay, that's not real. That can't happen. This one's bullcrap. That's bullcrap. Wait, what did he just say? Where are the tariffs he promised? Those aren't in there. Okay, good. What was the real one? The only real one was, the pardons. Now, even that was a half lie in this weird way. You know, J.D. Vance was on TV just ahead of, him being sworn in. And he was asked on a Sunday show point blank whether or not, the violent ones, the people who beat the police officers, the people who broke the windows, the people who tried to, brought a stun gun into Nancy Pelosi's office, the people who had weapons just on the other side of the Potomac, would the violent ones be pardoned? And he said, oh, no.
President Trump says there's a process. Where is the line drawn on who there's will and wouldn't be considered for a pardon?
I think it's very simple. Look, if you protested peacefully on January the 6th and you've had Merrick Garland's Department of Justice treat you like a gang member, you should be pardoned. If you committed violence on that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned. And there's a little bit of a gray area there, but we're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law. And there are a lot of people, we think, in the wake of January the 6th who were prosecuted unfairly. We need to rectify that.
Okay, so he said they would go through a process and that the violent ones would not get pardoned. They would not. And this is why it's half true. He said violent ones would not get pardoned. Some of the violent ones did get pardoned. The planners were not violent on that day. They incited the violence on that day. They had the weapons stashed for use on that day, should Donald Trump have declared, martial law, right? Stuart Rhodes was just waiting for the call. And then he had all these weapons stashed on the Potomac, on the other side of the Potomac. But he got 18 years and Enrique got 22 years. They didn't get pardoned. They got clemency.